Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you for the first time ever in Miami, Florida! Actually, we're in Doral, Florida. Doralfida, and Does anybody here live in Doral? Applaud if you live in Doral. So no Venezuelans here at the show today? Yeah, I learned when I got here. It's a very Venezuelan community. And people that come to the Improv are probably from Miami or Fort Lauderdale or West Palm or wherever I haven't been lately. But I'll be back to those places, hopefully. It's Saturday, November 23rd, 2019. And, you know, when you're backstage, when you're in the green room back there, there's this camera that's pointed at the stage so you could, you know, see what's happening on stage, but it also catches the first few rows of seats. And I was back there going, did people bring really small name tags, or are they just hiding them really well? But yeah, so I guess I see one here up front that's pretty large. Deadpool 2. It's good, go with the sequel. And then, okay, now they're all creeping out. Oh, there's lots of them. Okay, all right, this is good. Shit, I forgot something backstage. Hang on a second, talk amongst yourselves. Well, you know what? Let's put the commercial break right here. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with BlueChew.com. Blue Chew, that's blue like the color, brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever opportunity arises. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. No in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code DLM. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code DLM to try it for free. Hey, Marvel fans, check this out. Marvel just released a new podcast about the Fantastic Four called Marvels, based on the graphic novel by Kurt Busiek and Alex Ross. The show is set in New York City, and it does an incredible job of immersing you in the real world of the Marvel Universe and the lives of the people who inhabit it. The story takes place as the city braces for its first encounter with Galactus, but it's an audio drama that follows a journalist, student, and photographer's mission to unravel a superpowered conspiracy. If you want to give Marvels a shot, go to StitcherPremium.com and sign up with the code Doug. That's D-O-U-G. You'll get a free month trial of Stitcher Premium, which will let you listen to Marvels right now. That's StitcherPremium.com with the promo code Doug. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. And I have signed copies of from the Cannabis and Cheese Tour with Dale Cheeseman. Dale Cheeseman's not here today, by the way, in case anybody was getting excited. I think you'll like the guests, though. And we had a bunch of these posters left over from the tour, and I signed a bunch of them. And so what I'd like to do is give everyone who brought a name tag a poster, and hopefully that's how many I brought. We'll see if it works out. Here you go, Ed Poole. All right, and you can share one. That's so sweet. You'll take two and like it. Where else? Okay, here we go. How many name tags do you think there are? I won't fall. That's my plan. There's three over there. Wait, you know what, you guys? Why don't you come to me? Or yeah, just give one of these to everybody that's got a name tag. If they don't have a name tag, tell them to F all the way off. But we got a couple back there and those light up ones over there, which always prove my theory that I still can't see what's on there even though it lights up. But that's perfect. Thank you guys for passing those out, and thank you to everybody who brought name tags. Time for Doug plugs. This is the part where I talk about upcoming gigs that I have. Wow, that is a long step down, ma'am.
I'll catch you.
Thank you. All right, can you read this first plug for everybody? Right there, number one.
Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin in LA Tuesday night, November 26th.
See how hard? That's my problem, is I can't read my own writing either. And so I will call it the VCB Theater sometimes, even though it clearly says UCB. Will you do one, sir? All right, let's do number two.
what's number two? I can't read your handwriting.
Two's right here.
West, I can't read. 12 guests.
Wait. Here, do the second one. Show him how easy it is.
Fine. Guest at Christmas is happening.
12.
12 guests at Christmas is happening.
At the Gramercy Theater. You haven't heard this a million times already?
I really have. New York City, Sunday night, December 1st. Don't be naughty. Get tickets.
Yeah, see? She knows how to do it. But let's go to Ed Poole over here for this next one. Number three.
Number three?
Yeah, right there.
12 Guests of Xmas is also happening at Largo in Los Angeles on Thursday night, December 12th. Be naughty, get tickets.
Okay, one more. Number four, please.
All of Doug's dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com.
Ted Danson. All right, we did it. That was great. Let's check out the prize bag. We have got... I accidentally put two of them in there. Let's put one down there. This is a Cannabis and Cheese tour poster signed by me and Dale Cheeseman. So, yeah, you'll... since posters just signed by me went to everybody... One winner will get a poster that's got Dale as well. Everyone else is going to have to find Dale somewhere and get him to sign. So many good things, including a T-shirt that was dropped off along with a lot of other goodies from Ghostly Goods. You can find them at Ghostly Goods Graham. And here's their beautiful shirt with a little ghost guy on there. And where's the person who brought this stuff? Where are you at? Hey, there were instructions? I heard there were instructions that you needed to give me. What's that? I just wanted to let you know what everything you want to let me know what everything was. I'll tell you what everything was, you guys. It was delicious, and I probably shouldn't have eaten all of it already. All right, well, we could discuss it further at the meet and greet afterwards if there's more to say. Oh, and also you included some stickers from the company. Once again, that's Ghostly Goods Graham. I've also got a TSA warning in the bag. I thought it'd be fun to give you one of those. Whenever they search my bag, they put a little note in there saying, "We searched your bag." Some socks from my friends here at the Improv. The Miami Improv employees, when they're walking around, check out their socks. Everybody wears fun socks here. And so they contributed some socks for the prize bag, plus a Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins. I'll be selling those for $10 after the show. We've only got a few, so don't worry about it. This is a one of those things you put on your cell phone and so you could take selfies. And it's presented by the 10,000 Laughs Comedy Festival in Minneapolis. And then from Magical Butter, my friends at Magical Butter here in Florida gave me lots of stuff, including this is a package of silicone spatulas. Three spatulas made out of rubber. What you do with them is your business. Reenact a scene from Stripes if you want. A Douglas Movies t-shirt. And a copy of, I was just in San Jose. All the prizes are falling on the floor now. I was just in San Jose and I got a copy of Explore Silicon Valley, San Francisco Peninsula, etc. I don't have to read the whole thing, but that sounds like a fun guide to a place you may never go. I'm just going to drop them all on the floor now. It's going to be easier to collect all that shit later. And then this is my favorite thing that I've given away in a while. I'm so excited about this. I got this on Josh Wolf's show the other night, Controlled Chaos, and it is called Gary the Naughty Garden Gnome. And he's got things to say that are not appropriate. Let's check it out.
Saying hello to all my bitches out there.
What was that? I want him to say I'm sexy and I know it.
My tiny hands will make your little boobies look bigger. You bang one rabbit and they stick you in the damn tool shed. Let's go back to my shed where you can work the kinks out of my hose.
It's so hard to understand. But they have examples on the back. My tiny hands will make your little boobies look bigger. Hi ho, hi ho. Excuse me, I'm just saying hello to all of my bitches. That's the kind of shit he's saying, and we can't hear it.
Yep, I puked in the petunias again.
That's just a bunch of belching. All right. Well, so Gary wasn't as great as I thought he'd be, but he's still great to have around for the holiday season. And let's get the guests out here because they brought some stuff for the bag as well. Please give it up for Joyelle Johnson, Matt Fernandez, and Trey Gallion. Hey. Let's meet them individually, starting with performing here this weekend at the Improv. It's Joyelle Johnson, everybody.
Hey! Thank you for having me.
First time on the show.
Yes, I'm popping my cherry.
I'm so...
popping a dog cherry.
I'm so excited. that you were, you know, performing here this weekend and available to do this. How have you been? You're working with Ilana Glazer is headlining shows tonight. You'll be on both of those shows.
Yes. Y'all know her, right? She cool.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's awesome.
We had fun seeing her last night. Is anybody coming back to see her later tonight? Yeah.
Came last night? Which show? The late show was good.
Woo! Yeah.
Miami, y'all are crazy. I love it.
Yeah, that was super fun. Was there anybody with a name tag that didn't get a poster? Did we run out of them? Or did everybody get one? One back there didn't get one? Yeah, come and get it, dude. Yeah, I got one more.
Come on,
man. I just found it. Also joining us on the panel, he's been on a bunch of times, our Florida friend, Matt Fernandez, everybody. Hey. How you doing, dude?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. You drove a few miles to get here.
Yeah. It was worth
show.
It.
And what are you drinking?
Just vodka. Vodka
with some limes
and,
in it?
Some limes in it. Yep, that's right.
Wow.
I get right to the point. All right.
Yeah, okay. Get after it. And joining us from Brooklyn, it's Trey Gallion.
Hello. Hello, my jammy. My jammy, am I saying that right? That's how the taxi driver was saying it. So I assume that's the proper... My mom's Puerto Rican, it's okay. I can do that.
I don't think people are as upset as just not getting what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
My jammy?
Yeah, what's the joke?
Yeah,
oh, because we're in Miami, but some people pronounce it Majammy? Okay.
Yeah, see, there were some yes there.
Yeah,
people got it. The old lady got it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you old like that. Gender non-specific old person.
Oh, my God.
Is that how you're supposed to say it?
We're off to a great start. is that why I'm on the panel?
I love that. She just said somebody's got to be old. And it is true, especially here in Florida.
Way to take it for the team, man. Appreciate that.
Yes. She's at a 420 show. She got to be cool.
You're the coolest grandma ever. What's
Fuck
up?
Yeah, she's cool as shit.
You're like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
Gracias, abuela.
Seriously, what's up with this Activia stuff? Is it good?
Ooh. Oh, y'all didn't hear. She said, ask my 30-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah, her boyfriend, Gary the Garden Gnome. Let me read you another classic. My hat's not the only thing that's big, red, and pointy.
He should see a doctor.
This gnome is disgusting. I like the shades.
Oh my God. I was like, if we doing it, we doing it, bitch. I hate daylight. So I'm an actual vampire.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's weird to be a comedian who doesn't like daylight and then you're in a dark room where the only light is on you.
That's it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be wearing my shades a lot. These are my Tony Starks. And
those are rad.
They're working out pretty good for me, except for when I have to read or drive a car. then they're a little bit of a problem. Let's talk prize bag, you guys. Starting with Matt, what do you got for us?
Matt, can I hold your drink, baby?
Oh, that's so nice.
You're the nicest person ever. Thank you. I got Brian Posehn's book, Forever Nerdy. Couple of slap koozies with one of my tweets on them. It says, I always cut my six-pack rings so they don't choke any dolphins. And then it says, if I'm going to choke a dolphin, it'll be with my bare hands. So there's a couple of those in there. And this was just an impulse buy on the way here. It was at a gas station for $3.99. So I picked up Johnny Depp in The Secret Window. It's a movie where Johnny Depp goes insane, so it's kind of a documentary. Gas station movies are the best. Miami, you guys do it like no one else. There's all kinds of great DVDs in there for $4.
People like to make fun of Johnny Depp, but he's truly one of the greatest hair and glasses actors of our generation. If he has different hair and glasses, you won't believe it. He's so different every time.
I like his perfume.
Sauvage. It's more of an experience than a perfume.
What's it called?
Sauvage.
Not savage?
It's got an A and a U.
It's like Sade, but different.
Okay, Joyelle.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I was having brunch in Del Rey before I got here.
Oh.
Yes, because I'm fancy.
You were on some sort of old people's tour.
I was. I saw all the old people. I saw an old man with two birds. He was taking his birds out for a walk on the beach. They were cockatoos in the tree. And the reason we started talking, because he was like, move, because she might shit on you. We were like, who? And he was like, Sophie. We were like, where the fuck is Sophie at? Who? I'm going to just fight this bitch. She was a cockatoo. And then he said, Louis is way more respectful than Sophie because Louis's potty trained. And Louis says he needs to go to the potty when he's ready to take a shit. Anyway, I was on Delray's beach and I went to a shop and it was run by two white ladies and everything was way too expensive. So I got this fanny pack.
Nice. Oh, that's...
It's very colorful. And it's very Del Rey, you know? So this is my contribution to the game.
Beautiful, thank you.
Yay.
Those go perfect with my roller blades.
Yes. And your time machine.
Okay, Trey, it's a lot to...
All right, we're going
to
try.
Follow.
I'm going to try.
Some good prizes.
So we're going to start with the classic United Airlines barf bag. Which is holding a couple of Grav Labs one hitters and then this Good Grips can opener that my roommate Allison got me, but I'm left-handed, so it don't work unless I hold the cans upside down, which is not, I tried it, it's not a great idea.
Wait.
Huh?
Your roommate gave that to you?
Yeah.
So, you're giving it away instead of, like, why not just contribute it to the household? Like, you...
Because she's already got a right-handed one.
Why did she have to buy you your own can opener if you share a kitchen?
Because I got a cool-ass roommate that was just being nice.
She doesn't even know if you're right or left-handed.
I mean, it's the thought that counts. I don't know. I mean, either way, somebody's going home with it today that's not me. Oh, and then I got a once-used Trey Galyon Live at Creep Records rolling tray. And then I have one of my To the Left t-shirts, which if you guys aren't familiar, I wear these when I'm smoking pot. So if I forget which way the weed's going, I can look down and it's a, oh, to the left, and do that. I've got a couple of those for that I'll sell to you guys afterwards if you want to haggle and shit.
Yeah, and photographs are free always.
Yeah, always, yeah, and so. Hugs are free too.
Okay, no, I'm not giving out any hugs.
It's getting creepy.
You're listening. Creepier. Oh no, even you're shaking your head. Damn it.
She'll take a hug.
Nah, I don't want it now. The way you said that, you were like, "All nah, right, nah, I don't need that one."
It's a pity hug.
Yeah. I'll get Joelle to hug me later.
Okay, baby. Keep those arms up.
Yeah, man, that's no problem. That's
y'all don't know how comedians
rule.
Hug, bitches. They be all down in the fucking small of your back and shit.
No, man, nobody's fucking tweeted about me or anything. We're good.
Listen,
you
before,
know me.
Listen, before we hug, I just need to let you know. That I don't know where to put my hands.
Ricky Bobby.
I hug dick
here we
first.
Go.
Is that
here
weird?
We go. Yeah. I hug mostly with my dick.
Yeah, coming first.
I really lead with the lower half of my body. It's a weird hug.
A little pelvis.
It's a weird hug. I should really tell you about it in advance.
Like I'm crossing the finish line. That's how I go in for hugs.
I lead with my dick.
Well, all of that is going in the dick hugging bag today.
Yes.
And someone's going to go home with it, and it's a very lucky person. But before we get to the games, you know I have a question for everybody.
Yeah.
I'll start with you, Matt. What was the last movie you saw?
Peanut Butter Falcon. And it
Yay!
Was so fucking good.
Yes.
It's so good.
Really good.
Can't recommend it enough.
It's so funny and heartwarming.
Jake the Snake, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I keep telling wrestling people that are into wrestling, just go, you know, like, don't worry about what it's about or anything. It's going to be a nice little surprise when that happens, but yeah.
It's good to see Shia LaBeouf making a comeback.
Dude, LaBeouf is, he's always been a great actor. He just, his personal life got a little weird, and he had weird parents. Like, it's in this movie, Honey Boy, that's, I think it's L.A. and New York right now, but it's moving around the country, where he plays basically a version of his own dad. And
that's intense.
He's not a great person to be around. Like a stage dad, you know, that forced him to become Even Stevens.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I haven't thought about Even Stevens in 11 years.
Yeah. He forced him to... Ooh, is this a better reference? He forced him to dig some holes. Yeah, so... yeah, I'm very excited about Shia's comeback because I think he is a really great actor. Yeah. I think he's
going to win
awards.
Go see it if you haven't seen it. It's so good.
Yeah, okay. Joyelle?
Dolomite is my name.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So very black.
It's a very... Yes. That's one movie where I sit there and go, okay, there's only three white guys in it, so I guess I don't have to feel bad about not getting to audition. Yeah, and they were all pretty young because they were playing his, like... His crew on that movie he made.
It was awesome.
But it was fun. It was funny. And... yeah, they're saying Eddie Murphy might get an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, he's looking for that Oscar, but I also think Wesley Snipes might deserve
Wesley
a little
Snipes nod. is really fun in it, but I don't know if, you know, there's so many, like, heavier performances that'll get those supporting actor nominations that, I, you know, like Tom Hanks is just a supporting actor in a movie called, you know, Welcome to My Fucking Neighborhood, just have a seat while I take off my sweater.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called. Yeah.
Full title.
Yeah, exactly. What were we talking about?
Wesley's black ass Snipes.
Yeah, Dolomite is my name. They did a good job with that. It's on Netflix. Did you get to watch it in the theater or you just watched it on your
I
Netflix?
I watched it on Netflix in my house on my cozy couch and I got to smoke a joint while I was watching it.
Oh,
so
that's
it was great.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's what you do. I can't concentrate in movie theaters anymore.
Really?
I can't. I need to be able to pause it and go, you know.
Right, go to the bathroom, look at your phone.
Play dress up, you know, the things you do.
Put out that fire you started with that joint.
Exactly.
You can't do that in the movie theater.
No, you can't. You got to focus and shit.
Can I come over and watch a movie with you?
All right, Trey.
Yeah?
We both
Trey, why are you so fucking desperate today? What's going on?
I don't know, man.
For the love of God.
Hot I got some good titties out today.
It was a long flight this morning with a lot of old people, so
yes.
I saw Joyelle, and I was like, oh, she's about my age. That'll work.
Yeah.
Plus, we both live in New York, so, you know. We're going to play dress up, too, yeah?
Dang.
All right.
It's a requirement. I'm going to put a thong on you. Oh, okay.
Joyelle, when you were on this stage last night for two shows...
Yes.
Was it freezing up here like it is now?
Like, I want to go get my sweatshirt. I'm going to go get my sweatshirt.
I'm always cold, so I feel like it was pretty cold, but it wasn't this cold.
Yeah, it's cold today.
Yeah.
And maybe the improv is supplying all the snow for the blizzard they're going to make outside. Yeah, because tonight's the tree lighting ceremony here at the City Place. And...
fake snow?
You guys might want to just get out of here fast when it's over.
Was anybody going to stick around for that?
I don't think so. Why would they know about it? Nobody lives here.
Did you bring mushrooms? You did?
Did you bring a child?
All right, we'll talk after. I see you, bald head beard.
I'm just glad this show's going to be over before they light the tree. Because remember in Tampa, we were doing Doug Loves Movies one time, and they did a tree lighting downtown, and it knocked the power out on the whole block.
That's why you'll never hear that episode.
Fucking tree lighting. Ruining my show. what was the last movie you saw, Trey?
I went to a screening of Queen and Slim.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. It was good.
Really, people are jealous.
Yeah.
What is this movie you saw we haven't heard of?
It was about cops being not nice to black people.
What?
Yeah. I know. I was surprised, too.
That's science fiction.
I was like, wait a minute. Are we going to have a Q&A after this? Because I definitely got some cues.
It's just all white people at the theater.
Dude, I tell you, it was like going to see a horror movie at Court Street in Brooklyn. Yeah. Like, it was proper.
It was proper white.
Oh, and this was the thing, too, was like, so it was a screening, and there were two empty seats on the back row, one on each end. And there was a couple that was getting seated last, and they wanted to sit together. And so they came in, and they were like, hey, man... like, do you guys just mind moving over one seat in either direction so this couple can sit together? And this lady goes, they're going to have to learn to be apart once in a while. And, dude, they did not, that back row, God bless them, did not fucking move. They were like, we're not going to start the movie until you guys do this. And they just sat there and were like, nope. Other people in the theater were like, come on. And they were like, nope. And they didn't move.
Did a black woman say that?
Yes, totally.
Of course, yes. Yeah. That sounds like one of my aunties. No, she did that shit.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm not moving. So rude, and I love it.
But it was good. It was a good movie. It was. It was about 20 minutes too long. I told them that. So we'll see if that shows when it finally comes out. But
they're going to cut 20 minutes because you said that?
I mean, we'll see.
You wrote
see.
It on a comment card?
Yeah, man. But Flea is in it, and Sturgill Simpson is in it. I was like, holy shit, that's Sturgill Simpson. And it was.
Nice.
And then Chloe Sevigny.
Sauvignon Blanc?
Yeah, she's in it too. And then a bunch of black people that I don't... That one guy that's like the new Omar Epps, he's the main dude in it.
The new Omar Epps?
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not just going to start naming black people.
No,
so.
Yeah.
It's the guy.
It's not going to help you guess.
It almost made
me
cry.
Daniel K. from Get Out.
Yes.
How do you say his last name?
Kaluuya.
Kaluuya.
He's amazing. He was great in Widows. Like, that was like a weird movie, but him and Brian Tyree Henry, I would watch the two of them.
He was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, the two of them together. Oh, my God.
He was scary as fuck.
Scary as fuck.
Which is so impressive because you just saw him in a movie where he was scared the whole time.
Yeah. So crazy.
Versatile.
That boy versatile.
Yeah.
Well, he's good in this one, too.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll see it.
I dig it. It's cool. It's
I fine. Love that a black woman refused to give up her seat in the back of the theater. That's
it was a whole row, man. I mean, solidarity, you
That's
know?
Poetic justice. Was it for a white couple?
Oh, they looked Hispanic.
Okay. There were Hispanics for Trump, so it's okay. She saw a light skinned straight hair. She was like, I'm not moving, bitch.
Oh, man. It was It was a pretty, I mean,
that's
it
hilarious.
Was very hard not to laugh in that moment. And it was a small theater, so I would have been
noticed. Cackling?
Well, and then at the time, like, I was sitting at the end of a row that was all empty for other people that were reserved that had the, anyway. And so it would have been, and everybody would have been like, what's this fucking white boy laughing at? And I would have left. I would have left the theater. But it was great. So I was glad that I was able to keep it in and enjoy that fucking moment because it was pretty beautiful.
I like it.
Yeah.
Do any of you do impressions?
I don't like where this is going, so nope.
The way he came out of nowhere. Yeah. With it.
That's the next question on my sheet.
Oh.
I guess I could have tried to segue better. I'm having a really good time in Doral. I mean, this place has made a great impression. Speaking of that, do any of you guys do impressions?
Man. Dude. You know, the stupid thing is I thought of one last night and I don't remember what it was.
Joyelle, do you do any?
No, I don't. I just have
not even like you know, like a friend or a line from a movie you've seen over and over again.
Shit. Let me.
Yeah, think about it for a second.
Yeah, think about that for a second. I don't know.
I'm just super into like just seeing what, you know, a lot of people have impressions that they do.
I do a Pennywise every once in a while.
See, there you go. See, I knew we could drag one out of you.
I'm scared.
To scare the shit out of my girlfriend's kid, so it's not like a good thing.
Yikes.
What do you do?
Hey, yo, Georgie.
Oh, shit. And how old is this kid?
8.
Okay, that's about right, I guess. Any older, I'd be like, why is he scared of a guy that doesn't look like Pennywise? It's talking
also, it's
like
coming
that.
Out of this. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's what I mean. Like, you're not.
It's
you're
imposing.
Not, you're not. You're not Pennywise-ish.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work. Did you think of one, Joyelle?
We get an Oprah.
Oh shit.
Hello.
And that was from Color Purple?
Yes, yes. Oprah asked Sophia after she beat Harpo's ass. She beat him up.
Hello!
You I told Harpo to beat me.
She's so dignified, but like she lets it rip sometimes. Like just she's just screaming, but she's still such a
like
cool
a
lady.
Psycho.
Yeah, it's very psycho.
You get a car. Yeah, yeah.
Like, my favorite things. Okay, Oprah. She
did a bump of cocaine. Oh my God, her arms are up in the air.
See, that's how I learned to do impressions, is I ask my guests to do them, and then they teach me. So thank you for that. But
pull that out of my ass.
Yeah, that was very good. Very good ass pull. Let's turn it off, Bert.
Let the games begin.
We got games to play, and there are lots of name tags out there. So go select the one that you like, that speaks to you. We already went to commercial break earlier in the show, so the listeners are going to get to hear all of the action as Trey works his way through the room. This is like, doesn't it feel like a Sadie Hawkins dance, Trey? Where you just have to walk around, hope somebody picks you? Is that how that works? That's how you do it. Well, that looks good.
If it has my picture on.
Oh, if it has Trey's picture on it, he picks it.
Yeah.
Did Deadpool 2 have Trey on it? Oh, what's happening over here? There seems to be an exchange of goods.
That one lights up.
Oh, yeah. They got some light up ones that I can't read at all.
All right. After.
What does it say on the light up one?
I want to see. What?
Star Wars as Steph Awakens.
Oh, and who am I? Oh.
Trey is Kylo Ren.
Oh, man.
Maybe you should have picked that.
Yeah, I want to check that one out after. I'll
check it out later.
Take a picture with it.
All right, Matt, what do you got?
Raising Sarazona? There was wheat taken to it, but that's not why I picked it. That's a good pun. I'm proud of you for that pun. That's okay. Solid.
Yeah, so you gave back the weed?
No. Don't be crazy, Doug.
What does it say on the back? Does it have a shithead?
Oh, yeah,
it
has
back?
A shithead on it.
Anyone still supporting Trump is a shithead. Okay. Joyelle?
Ed Pool 2.
That's a beautiful one.
I love it. I saw Abby Alana, and Trey's head is on there too. Like everybody, the whole crew's
Jeff
there.
Jeff Tate's in there.
Yeah, he got the whole crew.
And he also, at the head of the table.
He was like, it comes with weed. So, of course, I had to grab it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How much weed? That bag is huge.
There's a whole gift bag here.
What?
There's Swedish fish. Oh, shit. Okay, so this, a whole bag of these set off the TSA thing for me once, which was weird. I was like,
really?
And I had drugs on me. I was like, what?
Yeah, like actual weed doesn't set that
shit off. I was like, nervous.
Off.
And then they were like, it's the Swedish fish. I was like, oh, good.
Yeah, stop trying to sneak that fish in from Sweden.
Yeah, bitch. A Kit Kat bar, give me a break. Biatch. Double-sided tape. Oh, shit. Oh,
what's nice. That about? Oh, he was going to use it to stick the stuff to the poster. Said, fuck it, I'll just give her the tape.
That's a fair cop.
I'm a Virgo. I'm practical. We love shit like this.
Oh, word?
I can use it. We got Sour Patch Kids. He wants my teeth to be fucked up.
Oh, my God.
And then, a little Tito's.
A little bottle of Tito's.
What? And two J's.
Nice.
That's so sweet. I'm going to smoke these with Alana tonight. Yes, bitch. That is so amazing. Is this all for me?
That's probably, yeah, you can keep it.
Okay,
that's
good.
He probably wasn't looking to be called a bitch. Oh. Gave you all that nice stuff.
Yeah, man, it's gender non-specific bitch.
Yeah.
And you could just go ahead and throw his poster on the floor like it didn't mean anything to anybody. You could do it gently.
Right on, man.
Also, that guy moaning back there. To the League of Their Own. I was walking towards that too. Love that shit.
What was your name? What's your name, League of Their Own? L League of Their Own. Good.
Love that.
Trey?
Okay, so I picked the Johnster Squad because Monster Squad was one of those movies I came in late to. Like, I only saw it a couple years ago. But he's got everybody on here, too. There's Cheeseman and Jeff Tate and Ham and Alana and Sam and me and fucking
Amy Miller.
Everybody. Yeah.
Amy Miller? Yeah.
And Ngaio.
There's a lot of people on there.
Yeah, man. And yeah. Van Kirk.
Oh, good. You got them all in.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. And then it says, you know who to call when you have ghosts, but who do you call when you have stoners? who?
More stoners.
Yeah. John?
Yeah.
The weed
basically.
Man.
I was like, seamless.
Postmates is a good answer. That's true. Don't yell out any more good answers. Okay, let's play. Let's determine who's going to win today, starting with a little game called Characters Welcome. Characters Welcome is a game where I'm going to name a bunch of character names from the end titles of an existing motion picture. And the first one of you to guess the title I'm looking for, the first person on stage to guess it correctly, wins. And you can guess as often as you like.
All right.
Got
character
it.
Character names.
I won this one last time.
Okay, cool.
All right. This, Trey, you can't intimidate the other guests.
I know.
This
what, you
kind
mean
of thing is not cool.
I don't
you
even
mean,
like the way you're facing me right now.
Like rules? Or I thought you meant like they're too mentally strong to fall for my shenanigans.
It's definitely not that.
I won in L.A., remember? I beat Tate.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What?
Look how proud he is.
It was Bubble Boy.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're making it up.
I'm not. Go back and listen. It's recorded. Look, she said yes over it. She's saying yes.
Yeah, I get it. They're trying to trick me into thinking you're telling the truth.
Why do you refuse to believe
fun.
That I've ever won?
I mean, have you seen how you play these games?
Yeah, but I have actually won a couple times.
Oh, now it's two times. Now he's a freaking champion.
A plot thickens.
Dude, former reigning 12 Guests of Christmas champion.
Yeah, he did win that one time.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, it's, yeah. Because I was way more stoned than everybody else.
You'll be back at it. The 12 Guests is coming up. One
I
week,
will, yeah,
one week
man.
From tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's 1 week. Yeah, all right. I'll be back.
Did you start making your turkey yet?
No, I got, let's not get into it. Look.
Sounds like a struggle.
Well, no, I'm going to spend Thanksgiving alone on purpose. Yeah. So I bought turkey burgers.
Aww.
I'm going to do
Wait. Why alone on purpose? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's because I want to be.
That's a choice.
Yeah.
What about with your friends? Don't you have any friends that'll just be kicking it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
She won't be alone.
I know his friends. Right. They're going to have things.
Yeah. Things are going to be happening.
You're just going to stay home and eat turkey burgers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. That's all.
We'll talk about it later, not on a podcast that like a lot of people.
I think that's like, you know, when somebody says they're going to stay home and eat turkey burgers, I think we should put you on a watch list.
I'm good. I'm going to make it through it. Look.
Did you already get the burgers?
It sounds really sad.
Go in and buy them like the night before Thanksgiving. The cashier's going to be so sad.
Yeah, no, I planned ahead, man.
Oh, no, they're all out of turkey burgers the night before Thanksgiving. It's a mad rush to get them. You're fighting in the aisle with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's my turkey burger.
Yeah, I don't need that.
My baby wants a turkey burger.
Which baby?
I don't know. He had a fucking kid in that movie where he had to get him that toy. Okay. Jingle All the Way.
It was a Jingle All the Way reference,
sort of. Okay. Here we go.
Yep.
This movie
yep.
has someone in the credits who is listed as... Herb, the drugstore clerk. Yeah.
Sandlot.
It?
No.
Clerks.
Oh, right.
Another character in this movie is called Santa's Elf.
Elf.
Bad Santa.
A Christmas Carol.
Both wrong. All three wrong. All wrong.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Wrong.
Bad Santa.
Wrong. and then we've got a polka band member.
Home Alone.
That's it!
Yes! Oh! Shit! Okay.
John Candy.
John Candy has a polka band, and he has band members. I thought it was going to take a while. I thought airline counter person might have been a good clue.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
French woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a French woman in there. Buzz.
The brother.
The annoying brother.
Oh, yeah, that jerk.
And then Kate and Harry are, I guess, the parents. And then, oh, no, Harry's one of the wet bandits. Harry and Marv.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Marv might have given it away if you didn't get it from the polka thing. And then, you know, of course, the number one name is Kevin. Kevin McAllister for long. And... Trey, you did not win that game.
That's all right.
I just want to be on the record, so next time we get together, if you're like, I won that one game, I can say, no, remember we talked about it afterwards.
Why do you have to? I suck so bad.
Yeah. It's not so much that
like
I won.
Pile on.
I didn't win. Yeah. You just lost.
Oh, man.
Macaulay did stand-up recently in Brooklyn.
Seriously?
Yeah, at the Bell House. He did a show.
What?
Yeah.
How was that?
I didn't see a shit. I just saw it online. I was
smart.
Like, what the fuck?
Good call.
Yeah. I was busy.
He's got a podcast, right?
Yeah.
It's called Slap My Cheeks.
It's just called Ah!
See, you have a lot of impressions. You didn't know. You didn't know you also had a Kevin McAllister impression.
Oh!
That mic is hot, or I really hit myself hard. Let's play ABCD's Nuts.
All right.
These Nuts. Do you know this game, Joelle?
I do not.
It's a spelling game.
Okay.
And we're going to spell something. I'm going to give you a letter. This game always sounds so weird when I describe it. And then once you play it, it starts to make more sense. But I'll give you a letter in the thing that we're spelling, and you just have to name any movie that begins with that letter.
It begins with it, okay.
To stay in the game. But if you match the one I wrote down ahead of time, because there's a theme, sort of, then you automatically win the game.
Okay.
I hope that doesn't. I don't want that to happen.
You don't want me to win?
But it's no, not you specifically.
Oh, okay.
We all know who he's talking about.
I don't want a match. I want to try to. I want to try to get through the whole thing without anybody matching. But of course, if you do match, then you take it down and you win. That's how it works.
Okay.
And so Matt gets to start us off, and then we'll go to Joyelle and then to Trey. And we are going to spell. It's not a smelling game, although that sounds fun. What movie does this smell like? And I just hand you something. I'm going to guess Turner
Meatballs.
And Hooch. Okay, so.
Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch.
I smelt it. I just smelt Turner and Hooch.
Is it a wet dog?
It's got a real specific smell.
Yeah, man.
And it's also how Florida smells. So the
next. Wet dogs.
And feels, really, to be honest. There were way too many ahs.
We're going to spell garden gnome.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the trickier things we've ever spelled in this game. So letter G goes to Matt. Just name any movie begins with G.
Go.
Perfect. Perfectly good.
Nailed
G
it.
Movie. Super short title and a good movie.
Yeah.
I like that
Timothy
movie.
Timothy Oliphant.
I like it very much. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Claire. Mm-hmm. I went with Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
That was my G. What do you think, Joyelle, for the letter A is the next letter in Garden Gnome?
Do I adapt it
so
to a movie?
So you just name any movie that begins with A.
Any movie that begins with A? All mm-hmm. About Eve.
That's a good one. Classic.
Yeah.
I went with not quite as big of a classic, but still amazing motion picture. A gnome named Norm. Trey, the letter is R.
Ramon the gnome? I don't know. No.
I would totally see that if it existed.
Ramon Rivas, of course.
Not enough Spanish representation in the gnome community. I've always said that.
Ramon does look like a giant gnome.
Yeah, he does. He would be. He cuddly as fuck.
But for real, Rushmore, just to stay in the game.
Rushmore?
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
No, it is a movie that begins with R. I went with Reign of Fire.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's right. happening?
Yeah.
D is the next letter to Matt.
David the Gnome never had a movie.
There's a gnome named David?
Yeah.
He did porn, though.
What?
Yeah, yeah. You can find. I'm not going to give
it. I don't want to find it.
Look.
He is so small, it was a step up from what he'd previously been doing.
I'll just go with Dope. Stay in.
Oh, yeah, Dope. I like that movie a lot. Stay for the end credits. It's got dancing. He dances through the whole end credits. It's great. I went with Dragon Slayer. Dragon Slayer.
All right.
Yeah. All right. If I say it like that.
It's not better.
E for Joyelle.
I'll go with your one word inspiration, say elf.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Elf would have been so perfect.
You fucked up, didn't you?
I sure did. I wrote down Ella Enchanted. All right, Trey, I'm going to help you out on this one.
Oh, really?
There's no way in hell you're going to match what I wrote down.
Wait, we're on N?
N, yes. But N, I could not find a movie that very specifically fit the theme I was going for N. So I had to get creative, and it's something that kind of fits it, but not really. That's a terrible clue. Good luck.
Yeah, cool. Oh, man. Oh, now I'm having a hard time thinking of just anything that begins with N.
You having trouble thinking of N words? Yeah. That's good, Trey.
I want to live in that world.
I'm happy about that, Trey. You can come to my house and watch a movie.
Yeah? And we're going to play dress up still? Yeah. Thank God.
I don't say the N-word anymore because I have racist Alzheimer's.
You forgot. Jesus.
Come on, a movie begins with N. I mean,
National Lampoon's Animal House. Yeah,
okay. There you go.
I didn't mean to freak you out or anything.
No, it was touch and go there for a second. You guys have no idea. I know I looked all cool and shit up here, but inside I was freaking out. Well, and you didn't help either, Joyelle.
Hey.
Well, because then after you said that, that's the only word I could think of for a minute. Like for way too long. Yeah.
There's no movies that start with that, right?
I tried to think of one.
There's a movie called Boss Nigger, though.
Yeah. And there's...
It's a ridiculous blaxploitation
There's
film.
One that ends with an A instead of an ER, but I can't think of it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Probably a good thing that I can't think of it.
I don't like where this is going at all.
Doug loves N-words. Been looking for a spin-off idea.
I like that you pluralized it.
Words.
All of them.
All the words.
All the N-words.
Well, I do. And an N-word that I do like quite a bit, but I try not to call anybody it, is I went with Nosferatu.
Oh.
Or Nosferatu, yeah. G, back to you, Matt.
I've been trying to think of movies that start with Gnome. There's another movie called Gnome Depot. That doesn't exist, but I wish it did.
I would shop there for sure.
Did you say Romeo and Juliet?
I did.
Okay.
Shit.
And Sherlock Gnomes is off the table because there's no S in Garden Gnome.
I'll just say Gone in 60 Seconds.
I should have made it Garden Gnomes and then whoever was last, Sherlock Gnomes. Anyway, I fucked up. What was your guess, Matt?
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Damn it.
There is a movie. This is legit.
This means I don't know it.
There's a movie called Gnome Alone.
Gnome Depot was so close!
So close. That's going to be the sequel to Gnome Alone, is the gnome gets trapped in a Gnome Depot and decides to make the best of it. But then it's got a sad ending because somebody purchases him and... takes him home and throws him off the roof. Because I would like to destroy a garden gnome. That would be fun. That'd be a fun thing to drop off a roof.
Yeah, totally. David Letterman, the dropping shit off the 5-story mm-hmm. building.
I don't think they ever did a ceramic garden gnome.
I don't remember that.
We got a roof. All right, we're halfway there.
Let's throw a garden gnome into the tree lighting ceremony tonight.
Yes. Mushrooms.
This is for you, children.
Why did we have to move to Miami, Daddy? Oh, yes. Oh. Yes.
The gnomon.
You know, I met a doctor that lives here. He's a Doral surgeon. N is the next letter.
Yes.
For Joyelle.
In words. Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's a nightmare.
It isn't?
As it turns
out. Okay, then Notting Hill.
Yeah, Notting Hill. No, that's a Notting Hill.
A Notting Hill. The Notting Hill.
The Notting Hill.
Okay, Notting Hill, Notting Hill.
Yeah, you did good. You're just a girl standing in front of a boy answering trivia questions. I couldn't think of another one, so I went with Nosferatu again. Trey, show us your O face.
Yeah. Oh. That was horrible. Oh.
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 Ow.
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 Ow. Mm-hmm. Ow. Ow.
Ow. The
ow.
Movie.
Ow. Oh.
They should make a movie with that guy. Oh, the movie. Ow, ow.
Ow.
Oh, fist space.
Oh. Oh.
O is your letter.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going with O. The,
Othello.
Yeah.
Othello. Yeah. It's straight. It's crazy how few letter movies are that begin with letter O.
Yeah.
Was was Omar Epps in Othello?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. If
you don't know which black guy?
Mekhi Phifer.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you didn't get into that Eminem song for nothing.
Right.
Okay, O for you, Trey. Oh, you said O. God damn it.
Oh, that's obviously not what you picked. Yeah.
I went with Oz the Great and Powerful.
Damn. All right.
Yeah. Back to Matt with M.
My Giant.
Cute.
No.
Damn it.
No. I went with Mermaids.
Oh, yes. Cher's Oscar.
And then we are back to yet another E in Garden Gnome.
Ever After.
That's where you should have said Elf.
I don't get no points for that.
You don't get shit for that.
Because you said Ella Enchanted.
You're a
cheater. But we're very proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd give you a participation.
A pro.
I would like
a participation
trophy.
I would like that.
I'm for participating.
It's covered in spit. Remember trying to say participation.
A participation.
Don't touch it. It'll give you proticia. But that just means Matt gets to go first in the next game. And then that will determine a winner. So you didn't really lose or win anything.
Okay.
Oh, so no one won. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Which means no one lost.
Gnome won. One.
Gnome won.
Way to go. You did it, Doug.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I'm never bringing gnomes into this show ever again for any reason.
You sneaky, sneaky.
I don't know why I decided to do a tribute to gnomes today. I mean, it's because of Gary, but... Gary turned out to be an asshole. What did he say? Where is Gary? Because that's what happens.
Him?
Gnomes will run away. bag is so full of stuff that I just ripped it.
I hope he's not in the bag.
Bag.
I want to give Gary one more chance before we give him away. Matt.
Yeah.
Give me a little music while I look for this.
No. You're doing great. It's a big ass gnome. How? There you go. Does it just says dirty things?
Well, this is what I want you to do. This will be a fun game. Is I want you to press. You got to press just above his belt buckle, and. And then listen to what he says, and then repeat back exactly what he says. And whoever does it correctly wins.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Why do I have this? Yeah.
Press it and listen.
I'm a big hoe. It told me.
That's all he said is I'm a big hoe?
No, he said you're a big hoe. He slut-shamed me, and I didn't like it. I didn't care for
all right,
one bit.
All right, let Joyelle give it a try. See what he says.
All right. This is like, where did the man touch you? I don't know.
Where did the gnome touch you? Below the knee? Obviously.
I don't know what this motherfucker talking about. I think he said, I want to fuck. I don't know.
Okay, Trey, you try it. Let's see if anybody speaks gnome. What's he saying? Wow, he's got a lot to say to you. You guys gonna go out?
I can't.
Are you on a call?
I can't hear the call.
Trey's phone and shit. That's the iPhone 12.
No, Dave's not here, man. That's my impression.
You can't tell what he's saying at all?
No, because you guys keep talking.
Oh,
my tiny hands will make your boobies look bigger.
No, but tell us something that he says. I knew Gary would pay off eventually. Pass him back.
Damn it.
He's going in the bag. Somebody's going home with Gary.
Oh, Gary, the gnome.
There he goes. All right. Good job, Gary. Let's play Last Man or Woman Stanton.
Oh, damn it. Oh, you guys pick something good, please.
A couple people in the audience said, God damn, it's cold up here.
Are you anemic? God damn.
I came to Florida to be warm. Everywhere you go, they crank up the air conditioning. So you're just like fucking freezing. You're like, I can't wait to go outside and get warm. And then you get all hot and you gotta go back in the cold.
Yeah.
And then you die.
Yeah.
That's the circle of life.
Yep. I've never in my life been warmer than a man. This is weird. Yeah. Bitches be cold.
She just made fun of your blood. You got some bitch ass blood.
Oh, bitch ass blood. Bitch ass blood Benson over here.
All right, so here's how. That's how cold it is. The microphones are screaming. What did cause that? That was weird.
Oh, no.
Joelle, what'd you do to the microphone?
Oh, hey. I might have got it, mine too close to the monitor.
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
We need more kick drum in that, by the way. I think, did you guys feel the same? I don't, I'm just saying.
All right. Edible kicked in?
Yeah, what's going on, Trey?
I'm all right.
Is it that croissant? Did that hit you?
Or the gummies or something.
Yeah,
Or staying up all night and taking an early morning flight here.
I think that's what he wanted to say to us is don't eat everything.
No, yeah, yeah.
Don't eat it all.
I think that's the instruction he wanted to give. Don't eat it all.
I got this, man. Let's go.
I like your I got this stance.
Yeah, you're really ready.
He got this.
Okay, so I pre-selected a couple of people, or I should say they pre-selected me by reaching out on Twitter. Where is AirChino33?
You.
Hey, dude. Thanks for being here, and thanks for making me feel even worse by wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Are you cold right now? He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are just used to
coming
it.
Coming at
weird
you.
People yeah, down it. Here.
Okay, so, Joelle, this is a game where I like to play along. That's why we're going to have an audience member make a suggestion. We're going to take turns naming movies that star or feature the person, or even a cameo, the person that he suggests to us. If we like it, we might go to a second. We might go to a second name if he's over there. I think you should do.
He has a good
shirt. That's a terrible impression of this guy. I don't know him very well, but this is what he sounds like to me. I think we should do the films of, who do you say?
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham, okay. I was going to say something else. I was going to make fun of you for a while, but you cut right to it with Statham. And,
what a lady. She's like creaming her shorts right now. It's Jason
He's sexy.
Statham. Is it the bald head or is it the whole thing?
It's all the things.
Oh,
bald, yeah. Buff, and British. That's how she likes it. Bring me the three B's, she says.
So bald, British, and a little tubby, meh. Not so much.
Blobby, bald, British, and blobby. Blobby, blobby. Okay, so thank you for that. Oh, what's your actual name, dude?
John.
Thank you, John. So Statham's that's a good one, but let's go check out the other suggestion.
I like where this
is going.
That
one's pretty.
I mean, I feel like Joelle is not a fount of Jason Statham trivia.
How you gonna play me like that?
Are you?
I mean, I can name a couple.
Yeah.
So yeah, ask somebody else. Name somebody black.
Yeah, I don't want.
Yeah, right. Omar Epps. Like Lou Gossett Jr.
Where is Crappy? _ I mean, you should know already it's you. I mean, your name starts with Crappy.
crappy, underscore.
Yeah, he's like, crappy, oh, on the underscore, that's me for sure.
Crappy underscore face underscore pick is your name?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Just a shitty picture.
You don't like your face. Your avatar is
beautiful.
Crappy.
Well,
crappy face pick?
I mean, we can't.
That's your name?
Pick.
Pick, okay.
Pick.
I mean, it's
P-
a little better.
P-I-C.
Not much.
Wow, that wasn't taken. That's weird.
I mean, you should, as soon as you get back to your device, you should change it to crappy face pig. Why is your face so crappy, pig? It's all I eat. What's your actual name?
Nick.
Nick, okay.
Yeah, go with the other one. I'm kidding, Nick.
You could change it to bad Nickshire. And what's your suggestion today?
Steven Spielberg,
the great actor.
The great actor.
Wow.
Known for so many films.
That's like.
Of which he is directed. Now, I always have to do this with when Spielberg comes up, is it's got to be movies he directed or appears in and can't be
movies
he produced.
Because
he's produced a million things that he didn't direct, and I can't keep track of all of it.
Oof.
I can't keep track of every batteries not included. Young Sherlock Holmes, shit like that. I can't keep track of it all.
He's like the Genghis Khan of films. Like, he's fucked so many films. Like, his DNA is everywhere in films. Right?
Wait, so... It's been put out there that we're all part Genghis Khan because he fucked so many things?
Yeah.
Hundreds of babies, right?
Right, a lot. I don't know the exact number, but it's a lot. Startling.
Why do you think he did that? Didn't he have other hobbies?
Back then, no, it was
fighting
just like,
and
yeah, kill dudes and bang chicks.
Wasn't he busy,
right?
Like, you know, starting wars and shit?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that was
you
the killing
war,
dudes part. And then you, yeah, and then
after
you have
a hard day of war, come home, get your fuck on.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Eat some cows.
You gotta make
that
sure you get those in line. You can't mix
bitch.
Those up. You'll get in real trouble.
Yeah. I mean... Foxholes
He's
are pretty
He's out there on
sexy.
The battlefield just fucking his way through the other army.
Ooh. All right, so we got to decide what to do here because Spielberg, you know, he's directed a lot of movies. But as a panel, how do you feel about having to name the films of Jason Statham or Steven Spielberg?
I mean, it's going to be a...
I would be better with Spielberg, I'm not going to front.
Yeah, no, that's fair. So let's do them both.
Yeah, right.
Cool. Like
okay,
that.
So
sexy.
We're going to do Spielberg and Statham, who I'm all pretty right. sure, but don't correct me if I'm wrong, have never worked together. we'll start with Matt, and then we'll go to Joyelle, and then to Trey, and then to me. Matt, start us off. Statham or Spielberg?
The transporter.
Yes.
Okay. Keeping it... Basic, out of the gate, the movie that made him a star, I think, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or at least a leading man. Don't
Come
yell
on.
Out. Don't yell out.
Did he say Splash?
No,
he
Splash.
Did. He said Splash.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, so...
I heard what he said.
And were you going to say
That's
it?
The movie that made him famous.
Was that one you were going to say?
That was one I was going to say, but
Let's
I,
go
I,
ahead and say it right now. Let's get it over with.
Okay, Snatch. But I was contractually obligated to say another one.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am, but I'll say it on the next
It'll
round.
Get back to you, yeah.
Yeah, because okay. y'all ain't going to say it.
Trey?
The Transporter 2.
I know that. Fucking sequels.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Okay, I'm going to say... please stop yelling out titles, whoever's doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man, please.
I'm going to say Jawas.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Matt?
The Transporter 3.
Yes.
How many of those did they make?
Three.
They made the perfect amount.
Four or five?
They made the perfect amount for this game. I love it. Oh, and don't forget, everyone can go to their lifeline once which is the person whose name you tag you chose. So Matt can go to Ed, and Joelle could go to Ed, Matt can go to
Sarah,
and Trey can go to hell.
Yes.
To John.
John.
Yes.
Okay. Who's up?
The Color Purple.
Yeah.
Yes. Biggest Oscar loser.
Trey?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, we're going to do that now, are we?
I mean,
might as well get it over with, right?
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Damn it.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Schindler's List.
My favorite.
Break this shit up.
Indy and the List.
Come on. I'm naming the blacks and the Jews.
E.T.
Indiana Full Jones title. And the List of Life. I'm going to... Oh, you say E.T.?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with... Ooh, this is fun. The Sugarland Express.
Oh, oh damn.
Yeah. I could take ones that are easy, but why? Matt?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Full title?
Fast and Furious presents Hobbs
yes.
and Shaw. Steven Spielberg presents Hobbs and Shaw.
I just love that the words Fast and Furious can present something. Hey, I'm Fast and Furious, and I've got this to offer. Go ahead and give this a try. Which one's Fast and which one's Furious? You figure it out. One's Hobbs and one's Shaw. I mean, also, it's like they weren't even thinking ahead when they named those characters. Like, what a bland title. Their names could have been, you know, Machete and Cash.
Totally common names. Yeah, my birth name is actually Stab, so, you know, that's cool.
Well, this is the Fast and the Furious we're talking about. It's not like they had...
not
never
a lot
mind.
Of thought.
Okay, we're back to Joy-L.
They're fun.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Yes.
Shit.
Very good. Trey?
Yeah, give me a second.
Do you want to do your plugs?
Huh? No. Hey, oh, John?
Oh, you're going to a Lifeline.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Furious 7. He says Furious 7.
Yeah. Well.
Now you have to say it.
Furious 7.
That is correct.
Yeah. Those are ones I have problems with the titles.
Yeah, they're tricky.
Yeah, yeah man, you don't know if they have an extra
stupid.
Title.
So
yeah.
Super dumb.
Three fast. Three
and he hopped in like halfway through, so it's hard to know anyway.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're really hard to keep track of if yeah. you get my Tokyo Drift.
Oh, wait.
He's not in that one.
No.
That's why I can say it with impunity. But it's whose turn is it?
Yours.
Oh, no wonder. That explains why we're not playing yet. Okay, I'll keep going, Spielberg.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
All right.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Lincoln?
Woof.
I have no idea.
What do you mean? I'm not asking.
Yeah. He's not asking, he's telling.
Lincoln is a correct answer.
This list is all over the place. Like beautiful films by Steven Spielberg and pieces of shit by fucking
fuck
Jason
out of here.
Statham.
Snatch and Lock, Stock were pieces of cinema.
No, no, yeah, you got me. Those were great. You're right. Guy Ritchie, yes. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, Fate of the Furious.
Fate of the Furious.
Damn.
Yeah.
Spelled with an 8.
Yeah.
With an 8?
Which is an interesting movie because no one's fast at all in that one. They're just furious. Just a lot of sitting like this. Because they're cold. Joel?
I'm not sure.
Don't go with the not sure. You want to be sure.
I want to be sure.
There's other ones
am I gonna
you could
get
say.
Murdered?
You want to be sure. We just don't want any wrong answers at this point.
At this point, I don't want to use my lifeline yet, and I think this one's right.
Wow.
Whoa.
Did you call me a bitch?
You got to calm that down,
I
man.
I think he started with a D. To and then withdrew
right.
it.
Bitch. Yeah.
Bitch. Come on, bitch.
It's not even 6 o'clock. You need to calm down. You have to pace yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not yeah you got a tree lighting ceremony to go yell at.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, man. Relax.
That was a sudden realization in action.
God damn. I think I'm going to go for it. I believe in myself.
Okay.
I might be fucked up. Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Yes. I got to save my Ed because I know Ed got one for me. I got to save my Ed.
Okay.
There we go.
It's a good strategy, Trey.
Fast Five.
I don't think he was in it yet.
Damn it. Really?
I don't
think
so.
He was in the one, he was in six?
I think
like
that's where he started.
Six, seven, eight.
Yeah.
Six, seven, eight. God damn. Stop going to see them movies.
Maybe like
shit.
10.
They're yeah, stop hilarious. It,
you guys. Stop
oh,
it.
They're so good.
Did you guys see Shaw and Hobbs? Hobbs and Shaw? You did?
She, oh, yeah, she did.
Shamefully,
she
you
did.
Put your hand yeah. up. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, she's seen the shit
Welcome
out of
to four times. Times.
Does anyone want to speak tonight?
Three times.
Oh,
fucking say something.
In the theater? You go, girl.
And that's funny. Like, nobody does that shit no more. Remember back in the day when you'd be like, I saw Star Wars 26 times. Nobody does that. She does that, though, with Jason Statham movies, apparently. Hot damn, you're sliding off your chair. Get back in.
That motherfucker's sexy. That
Saddle
voice.
Up. Mm.
But he got to be. I bet, yeah. He's probably terrible in bed. He has to, like, something has to be wrong. Something has to be wrong with him. Anyway, go.
He's probably mean to, he's probably mean to animals.
He's,
aw.
Oh, oh, I just pictured him kicking a, never mind.
A cat? I support that.
Statham or Spielberg?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what we said.
We haven't even
so
done
far.
Half of the Spielberg movies.
I know. That
Close
like
Encounters, did he
blank.
Do those? No.
No, we didn't. Do you want to say it properly?
Yeah. Yes. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Do you know how often I'm going to have you on this show, Trey?
What? Oh, no.
How often?
Always.
Oh, that was a good movie. That one almost made me cry, too.
You cried at that firefighting
almost,
movie?
Almost.
Okay.
Yeah, like that close.
It was a remake.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
When was the original made?
A long time ago.
Like black and white, long time ago?
It was like
ago?
Spencer Tracy black and white movie, I think.
Oh, hot damn.
It was something about some guy named Joe. Oh, wait, go ahead. Oh, wait, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Oh, I said always. Go, man.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
okay.
I was like,
Crank.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, man. Joelle.
E.T., the extraterrestrial.
He already said it.
He said that? Fuck yeah. you.
Wow, that quick?
Yes. I was happy. I was like, what? I did it.
We still watch movies, though?
Shit. God damn it. There's no way I can't name anymore. Ed, help a bitch.
You going to your lifeline?
I think I'm going to my
Ed's going to help you out. He's saying Ready Player One.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good.
That apparently
yeah,
is a movie.
That is very good. That was a good one.
Is that Jason?
No, that's... Oh. Spielberg. That's a Spielberg movie.
From what year?
A couple years ago. Two years ago.
I don't know his recent work.
Yeah. You haven't been keeping up?
I haven't been keeping up.
Trey?
Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind.
Fuck you.
I'm going to murder
you. Which is
you.
Real confusing because it's the second movie in the
totally,
series.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you, Trey. What? Are you out, Trey?
Man.
Steven
there's
got to
be another Statham one that I'm not.
Oh, there
of.
Is.
Oh, I know.
But there's even, I think there's even more Spielbergs out there.
Yeah, I know, but there's no way I'm going to think any of those. There's no way I know those. I'm safe.
Just start at the beginning of the alphabet. Work your way. Make it happen. If you need Gary to help, you could consult with him. He hosts a podcast called Gary Loves Boobies.
Really?
Because he's a naughty garden gnome. Keep up, Matt.
He'll make your boobs look big, dude. I got nothing.
All right, Trey is out, everybody.
Sorry, John.
You can chant his name anyway if you want.
That's so nice. Thank you.
That's a fun, that'll be a fun thing. I'll have everybody chant for the person who loses the most. The biggest loser gets a chant.
I can't even.
fucking argue. That's what's so...
I tried to tell you to start at the beginning of the alphabet because I thought then you might say Amistad.
Oh, I would not have.
I don't know why I didn't say Amistad.
Matt.
Oh. Crank 2, High Voltage.
Yes.
What?
Crank 2. Crankier. You thought he was cranky in Crank 1. Check out this bitch in Crank 2. Jason Statham's a fun person to call a bitch. What else has that bitch been in?
Shit. I'm thinking about that Tom Hanks movie with, it's like an express something, but I can't help but think about Pineapple
You're
Express.
So close.
And I was like, I know that's not the name of the movie.
Spielberg didn't direct that.
Spielberg didn't direct that one. Okay.
It was Polar Express is what you're thinking of.
Right, okay. But he didn't direct that. Okay. M&M's. Shit, I'm drawing a damn blank.
All right, let's give you a second to think about it while Trey does his plugs.
Oh, that's happening?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, so for you guys that are actually here, yeah, I got, I only have like mediums and smalls of those t-shirts, but then if you go to my website and scroll down, treygallion.com and scroll down to the bottom, you can get them through there. All right, so, that should, yeah. No, we're all right.
What is happening? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. So, no, I got a great run of shows with Jeff Tate, right?
Tate,
I know.
Tate.
And I've known Tate as long as I've known Doug. So we're doing December 19th and 20th in Atlanta. If you live there, come see us. And then Asheville on December 20th. First, and then Knoxville on December 22nd, and then I'm doing Austin with Dale Cheeseman at the Velveeta Room on January 24th and 25th, and then we're doing Houston on January 31st.
Yes, bitch.
Fucking A.
Trey Gallion.
Yeah,
come see him and get your rolling. You got rolling trays today?
I got rolling trays and t-shirts. Yeah,
go get a rolling tray. The one size fits all on the rolling tray.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Joelle, did you come up with anything?
Rock and Roller?
Oh, no, that's a Guy Ritchie.
He's not in that one?
Joint. Oh, yeah, he is. No, is he? Wait.
No.
That's so funny. I was correcting her.
Hardy,
with, no,
Idris
that's Guy
Elba.
Ritchie because I thought she meant Spielberg.
A lot of good
Tom
people
Hardy
are in it. But...
Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Tom Hardy.
Shit, Sherlock Holmes.
You had a good run.
Just naming Guy Ritchie movies.
Just naming Guy Ritchie directed films.
You did great. First time on
Sherlock
the show.
Sherlock Holmes 2.
Very proud of you.
Yay. So, I beat Trey.
You did.
Okay.
Whoa. Wait.
Thank you, everyone.
You guys were just chanting my name, and now you're clapping
Chant
for her.
Chant my name.
You.
I want to hear how that sounds. Go.
No,
Joy
and how did you beat me?
Joy.
You've heard me chant your name before. Don't right. play like... I know. I didn't mean it like that. I'm just talking and smoking weed after shows and shit. Nothing sexual. Why'd you guys have to make it weird?
We're still Why are you still
movies.
Talking?
Right.
Sorry.
Just let him go.
I don't know. Some of that shit must have been a sativa. Finding a bag of words. Look, we're good.
We're good.
You know what job you could never do, Trey?
What?
Spy. Your turn, Matt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's in a movie called Spy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
okay.
He's tricky
Melissa
like
McCarthy.
That.
The Expendables.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
damn it. Open up a can.
The Expendables 2, yo.
You saved that one. You saved that one.
The Expendables 3.
Oh!
Classic. I couldn't understand a word the motherfuckers were saying.
Still
I needed subtitles on it.
Dude, you know there's still some Fast and Furious ones that haven't been named yet.
Are you doing a Stallone impression? It's fucking spot on.
Oh, really?
I am that high.
The Terminal.
Ah, yes.
That's where Tom Hanks is stuck in an
Damn
airport.
Damn it.
And then I'm the other one.
The Italian job.
Oh.
This is fun.
Wow. Yeah, fucking Marky Mark and shit. Right?
Yeah, he's in there. That's the movie that Ed Norton, Paramount, forced him to do it because he owed them a movie, and they just said, you have to be in this movie, and he was like, okay. And I think he did an okay job under the circumstances.
I love him.
Yeah, it's a good actor. I want to say one quarter of the Twilight Zone, the movie. Yeah, Spielberg directed one segment in Twilight Zone, the movie.
Oh, yeah, okay. That counts, right? Oh. I mean, he was a director.
Yeah.
Super 8.
No, so that's Spielberg. J.J. Abrams.
Oh, he was a writer, ooh, like a producer? Shit.
Yeah, but we both did great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
nice game.
I'm ready to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Fernandez is our winner.
Well played, Matt.
Sarah, come get all your goodies.
Yeah.
There she is. There you go. Be careful that bag. That handle there is, yeah, you can see it's broken. And yeah, congratulations.
Fun.
What do you got to plug, Matt Fernandez?
I'll be in Fort Lauderdale next month. You can follow me on Twitter at FatMernandez, and you can watch my one-hour special on Amazon Prime called Why Does Everyone Hate My Mirror?
I love that.
And where are you going? You're going to be somewhere later tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'll be at another club in Coral Gables. Anybody going there? Nah.
Who's going to Coral?
Y'all aren't 94 years old. Good for you.
Who wants to give Matt a ride to Coral Gables? And Joy L. Johnson.
Yes. Yeah. I'll be... Oh my God, it was so much fun. Yeah, I'll be here tonight at 7 and 9:30. And in February, I'm doing the Impractical Jokers Cruise.
Oh, yes. Neat. That's going to be so fun.
And then in March, I'm doing the Joko Cruise, which is two cruises back to back. So I'll probably want to kill myself. So yes, everyone's going to be eating. Yeah, I'm excited. But that's going to be fun. So yeah, JoyelleNicole.com, at JoyelleNicole on Instagram and Twitter.
I will, later on, I will give you cruise tips.
Please.
But I'll give you one right out of the gate.
Don't get murdered.
No, don't take Trey with you.
Look, man, I only took a lot of acid that one night. And it was so much. I met Lisa Loeb. Are you kidding me? I was so it was little rainbows and unicorns and kitty cats were popping up behind her and shit. It was awesome.
I'm
was
so happy.
Doug Loves Movies and the Benson Interruption are both coming to San Francisco Sketch Fest in San Francisco in January. And thank you to everyone for coming out today.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Miami Improv. And to all of my guests, Matt Fernandez, Joy L. Johnson, and Trey Gallio. Yeah, you can get, you're going to keep that?
I'm
going to
show it to a lot.
She's going to show it to, show a lot of your name tags, so I don't know if you're going to get it back, Ed. And, what?
He wants it back.
Well, I don't know if he wants it back. Are you cool with her keeping it? Yeah, you can keep it. Yeah, good for you. Where'd that lady go? Where'd the lady in pink go? She fucking vanished. She doesn't want us calling her old up close. All right, thanks you guys. We'll see you in the back. And as always, positive energy!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Thanks again to Blue Chew. Increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with Blue Chew, the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew is prescribed online, works faster than a pill, and can be taken anytime. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code DLM. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BLUECHEW.com. Promo code DLM to try it free.